The call sounds simple. Rooms are hot, bills are high, and the vents hiss like a tea kettle. You open the panel and see a clean filter. The blower looks fine. The coil is not frozen. The homeowner asks if the unit is too small. You shake your head. Airflow and static pressure will tell the truth. Air wants a smooth path and a fair push. Give it both, and the system runs quiet, steady, and strong. Starve it and the blower fights, comfort drops, and parts wear out. You are going to read two numbers, compare them to targets, and choose the one fix that gives the biggest win. You will say the numbers out loud. You will write them down. Then you will prove the result with a simple recheck. That is how you turn a noisy guess into a calm plan. Chapter 1. What Air Wants. Hook, one line. Move the right amount of air with low stress on the blower. Scope. This chapter builds your mental model. It applies to residential split systems and package units with duct air. It does not cover fan coil hydronics or commercial VAV controls. Safety. Work with power off when you open cabinets. Keep fingers and tools clear of moving fans. Do not breathe dust from old filters or duct liners. Wear eye protection when you inspect tight spaces. Tools and materials. Nameplate on the air handler, blower performance chart from the unit, notepad, marker, simple sketch of the duct layout, a quiet space to think before you test. Setup. Stand at the unit and trace the air path with your eyes. Return grill to return duct to filter to blower to coil to supply plenum to branches to rooms. Say it out loud once. Now note every part that can steal airflow or raise resistance. Filter. Coil. Undersized return. Crushed flex. Sharp elbows. Long runs. Small grills. Closed doors. Steps. Define airflow. Airflow is how much air the blower moves. You measure it in cubic feet per minute. The target in cooling is about 400 CFM per ton. Define static pressure. Static is the push the blower works against. You measure it in inches of water column. Higher static means lower airflow for the same blower speed. Read the nameplate limit. Most residential units list a maximum external static near 0.5 inches. Some are a little higher. Some are lower. The unit expects to run at or under this number. Learn the split. Total external static is the return drop plus the supply rise. A common healthy split is close to even. Example. Total 0.48. Return near 0.2. Supply near 0.28. Learn the blower truth. Every blower has a curve. At low static it moves more air. As static climbs the CFM falls. You cannot wish past the curve. You must lower resistance or raise blower capacity within limits. Tie numbers to comfort. Low airflow in cooling means weak heat removal and a coil that can ice. High airflow loss in heating means a high temperature rise and limit trips. High static alone means the blower is working hard and can get loud. Spot usual choke points. Small return grill area drives up return static. A clogged filter drives up return static fast. A dirty coil drives up supply static. Crushed flex and sharp elbows raise supply static. A closed room without a transfer path starves the return. Set simple targets for the job. Airflow near 400 CFM per ton in cooling. Total external static near the nameplate. Return and supply splits that look balanced unless a known part is restrictive. Plan your path. You will measure total external static in cooling speed. You will translate that to airflow with the fan chart. You will hunt the biggest restriction and fix that first. Verify. Do a quick mental test. If a 3-ton system should move about 1,200 CFM, and your ducts are small with only one return, expect high return static and a short airflow. If a media filter is new and large but the coil was never cleaned, expect supply static to dominate. The model helps you predict before you measure. When your later readings match the model, your plan is solid. Common fails. Thinking static is suction or vacuum. Static is resistance the blower pushes against. Treat it like pressure drop across a path. Chasing one noisy branch and missing the starved return. A system without return area will fight no matter how much you open supplies. Swapping in a tight filter in a small cabinet. High MERV in a small frame can double the drop. Use more face area or a lower resistance media. Document. Write three items before you grab tools. The airflow per ton target for this system. The nameplate maximum external static. Your first guess at the biggest restriction based on what you saw. Add a quick sketch that shows return, filter, blower, coil, and supply with arrows for flow. Recap. Air wants a smooth path and a fair push. Your targets are airflow near 400 CFM per ton and total static near the nameplate. The blower curve wins every argument. Lower resistance or set the blower right. Chapter 2 Tools, Ports, and Setup. Hook, one line. Place clean ports, set the meter right, and get a reading you can trust. Scope. This chapter covers prep for static testing on residential split systems and package units with duct air. You will mark safe drill spots, install ports, and stage the system so the blower runs at the speed you plan to test. This is not for large commercial systems with factory taps or variable volume controls. Safety. Power off before you open panels. Lock and tag if required. Wear eye protection and gloves. Keep hands clear of the blower wheel. Do not drill near the coil pan or heat exchanger. Watch for refrigerant lines and wiring behind thin sheet metal. Vacuum metal shavings as you drill. Close panels before you power up. Tools and materials. Digital manometer set to inches of water column. 2 static pressure tips with flexible tubing, step bit, drill. 1/4-inch test ports with rubber plugs, flashlight, marker, tape for labels, small vacuum, screws and nut driver, ladder if needed, notepad with a simple duct sketch. Setup. Read the air handler nameplate and find the maximum external static. Pull the fan chart from the unit or your file and set it aside for later. Walk the air path from return grill to supply branches. Note filter location, coil position, and any tight bends or crushed flex. Choose port spots that read cabinet pressure only, not the pressure inside a filter rack or inside the coil case. You want the return port after any filter and before the blower. You want the supply port after the coil and just above the cabinet. Steps. Mark the return port. Aim for a flat spot in the return duct a few inches before the cabinet. If the filter sits at the cabinet, place the port on the cabinet door or side panel after the filter frame and before the blower. Mark the supply port. Choose a flat spot on the supply plenum a few inches above the cabinet or coil case. Keep clear of seams and corners that can trap debris. Drill clean holes. Start small, then use the step bit to 1/4 inch. Control the bit so you do not punch through to the coil. Vacuum shavings as you go. Install rubber plugs. Seat each plug snug so you can remove it and reseal the hole many times without leaks. Label each port. Write return port by the return tap and supply port by the supply tap. Add arrows that show air direction. Good labels save time on every future visit. Stage the blower. For cooling airflow checks, set the thermostat to call for cooling so the blower runs at the cooling speed. For heating airflow checks, call for heat. Let the system run 2 to 3 minutes to stabilize. Zero the manometer. With both tubes off, press zero and wait until the screen reads 0.00. If your meter has units, set it to inches of water column. Check the tubes and tips. Push the tips on firmly. Make sure the tubing has no kinks. Keep the run short and smooth so it does not snag on moving parts when the panel goes back on. Dry run the connections. Touch the positive hose to your supply port and the negative hose to your return port without inserting yet. Confirm the meter shows a positive number when you press the positive tube against supply pressure. This quick check helps catch reversed hoses. Verify, close all panels and access doors. Confirm the filter is in place and clean enough to run. Confirm supply registers are open. Close bypasses that would bleed air around the coil. On systems with a return filter at the grill, confirm the return port sits in the return drop near the cabinet, so you are reading the cabinet side. Recheck the meter zero with the tubes off. It must return to 0.00. If the number drifts, swap batteries or let the meter acclimate for 1 minute and zero again. Common fails and fixes. Port before the filter. If you put the return tap before the filter, the reading will be low and the total will lie. Move the tap after the filter and before the blower, then plug the old hole. Port inside the coil case. You will overread supply pressure if the tip sits under the coil cover where air accelerates. Shift the tap to the plenum just above the cabinet. Holes on a seam or rib. Seams leak and ribs collect shavings. Redrill on a flat panel and plug the bad hole. Wrong meter units. If the screen shows millibars or pascals, your number will confuse the team. Set the meter to inches of water column and zero again. Panel off readings. Open panels drop static and hide real problems. Close everything before you test. Document. Add both port locations to your duct sketch. Circle the nameplate maximum external static and write the number in words for the record. Example, 0.50 inches. Note the mode and speed you will test. Example, cooling call, blower profile set to nominal. Take a photo of each labeled port so the next tech can land on them fast. Log the meter brand and model you used. Recap. Place the return port after the filter and before the blower. Place the supply port after the coil and above the cabinet. Drill clean holes, plug them tight, label them clearly, and zero the meter in inches of water column. Stage the blower in the right mode and let it stabilize so your first reading will be honest. Chapter 3. Measure total external static. Hook, one line. Two taps and one honest number tell you how hard the blower is working. Scope. You will measure total external static on a residential duct system. This covers air handlers and package units with a return, a coil, and a supply plenum. This does not cover ductless mini splits or large commercial gear. Safety. Wear eye protection and gloves. Keep fingers and tubing clear of moving parts. Close all panels before the test. Drill work is already done. Do not open cabinets with power on. Tools and materials. Digital manometer set to inches of water column. Two static pressure tips with flexible tubing. The 2/4-inch ports you installed. Rubber plugs. Marker. Notepad. Flashlight. Setup. Stage a cooling call so the blower runs at cooling speed. Confirm the filter is in place. Confirm supply registers are open. Let the system run 2 to 3 minutes. Zero the manometer with both tubes off. Read the nameplate maximum external static and say it out loud. Write it down in words, for example 0.50 inches. Steps. Pull the plugs. Open both test ports. Keep the plugs handy. Hook up for total. Connect the positive hose to the supply port. Connect the negative hose to the return port. Close any access door you opened. Keep the hoses routed so they do not rub the blower wheel. Read total external static. Say the number out loud. Write the number. Example, total is 0.46 inches. Read the supply side. Move the negative hose off the return port and leave it open to the room. Keep the positive hose on the supply port. Read supply static. Write the number. Read the return side. Move the positive hose off the supply port and leave it open to the room. Put the negative hose on the return port. Read return static. Write the number. Check the math. Supply static plus return static should land close to the total. It may be off by a small amount. If it is way off, recheck your zero and your hoses. Take a second pass. Wait 30 seconds. Read total again. If the number drifts, the blower profile may be ramping. Wait until it steadies, then log that value. Compare to the nameplate. If total is above the rating, the system is restricted. Do not guess at the cause yet. You will find it in later steps. Verify. Supply plus return should be within about 0.05 of total. Total should be at or under the rated maximum. A common healthy split is close to even. Example, total 0.48. Return near 0.2. Supply near 0.28. If one side is much higher, that side holds the choke. Common fails and fixes. Hoses reversed. If you see a negative sign on total, swap the hoses and read again. Wrong units. If the screen shows pascals or millibars, set inches of water column and zero again. Ports in the wrong place. A return tap before the filter reads low. Move it after the filter and before the blower. A supply tap under the coil cover reads high. Move it to the plenum above the cabinet. Panel off. Open panels dump static and hide the problem. Close everything and retest. Kink tubing or loose tips. Straighten the run and seat the tips firmly. Re-zero and read again. Moisture in the tube from a sweating coil. Shake out the tube and keep it away from condensate. Document. Log 5 items every time. Mode and blower setting. Total external static in words. Supply static in words. Return static in words. Nameplate maximum in words. Add photos of the manometer screen and both labeled ports. Mark the numbers on your duct sketch with arrows that show flow. Recap. Positive to supply and negative to return gives total external static. Read each side to see where the restriction lives. Compare your total to the nameplate and write the numbers in words for clarity. Chapter 4. From static to airflow. Hook, one line. Turn a pressure number into an airflow number you can act on. Scope. you will use the fan chart to estimate airflow from the static reading. This applies to residential duct systems with PSC motors or ECM motors. You will also do two quick cross-checks. This is not a full duct design lesson. Safety. Keep panels closed while the blower runs. Wear eye protection. Do not touch live parts. Keep tools clear of the wheel and belt. Follow local code. Tools and materials. Your log total external static, return and supply splits, the unit fan chart, the nameplate tonnage, a thermometer for supply and return air, optional pressure tips for filter and coil drop, a notepad. Setup. Confirm the mode you tested. Cooling speed if you want cooling airflow. Heating speed if you want heating airflow. Have the correct fan chart for the exact model and motor type. Note the selected speed tap or ECM profile. Steps. Identify the blower setting. Read the board, dip switches or wiring. Mark which PSC speed tap or which ECM profile is active for the mode you tested. Open the fan chart. Find the table or curve for your model and that exact speed setting. Note that some charts list dry coil and wet coil. Use the wet coil line for cooling checks. Plot the point. Take your total external static in inches of water column and find the matching column or line. Read across to the airflow row for your speed. Write the airflow in cubic feet per minute. Compare to target. Multiply the system tonnage by 400. That is your cooling target. A workable range is 350 to 450 per ton. Say your estimate out loud. Say the target out loud. Note the gap in percent. Use the split to pick a side. If return static is the larger share, the choke is likely on the return path or the filter. If supply static dominates, look at the coil and the supply path. Do not fix yet. You are only choosing where to look first. Cross-check with temperature. In cooling, measure the return to supply temperature drop. A small drop hints at low airflow or low charge. A very large drop hints at low airflow with a cold coil. In gas heat, check the temperature rise against the nameplate range. A high rise points to low airflow. Cross-check with component drops. Read the pressure drop across the filter and across the coil. Compare to the maker's typical values for that size and media. A single part with an outlier drop often gives you the fastest win. Verify. Your charted airflow should land within plus or minus 10% of the target for good comfort. Total external static should be at or under the nameplate. Your cross-checks should agree with the charted airflow. If they do not, recheck the fan chart line, the blower setting, and your units. Common fails and fixes. Wrong chart or wrong speed row. Use the exact model and the active speed or profile. If the board is on a higher dehumidify setting, the airflow may be lower by design. Reading a dry coil chart during cooling. Use the wet coil values for cooling checks. Thinking an ECM guarantees airflow at any static. ECM motors ramp and try to hold flow, but they still lose CFM as static rises. Loud ramp and high static is a warning, not a win. Taking temperature readings with doors open or with return leaks. Close the home as it runs. Seal obvious return leaks before judging the numbers. Document, log 6 items. Mode tested. Blower setting. Total external static in words. Estimated airflow from the chart. Target airflow from tonnage. The percent gap, and which side of the system you will inspect first. Add photos of the chart with your point circled. Recap. Read airflow from the fan chart using your total external static and the active blower setting. Target about 400 cubic feet per minute per ton with a workable range around it. Use the return and supply split, temperature checks, and component drops to choose the first place to look. Chapter 5, find the restriction. Hook, one line. Isolate the choke point before you touch a screw. Scope, you will pinpoint where static builds in a residential duct system. You will test across the filter, across the coil, and along the return and supply paths. You will also check rooms and doors for return starvation. This is diagnosis only. No repair steps here. Safety. Keep panels closed during live tests. Wear eye protection. Do not run without a filter for more than a brief test. Keep tubing clear of the blower wheel. Drill only where you have metal clearance. Follow local code. Tools and materials. Digital manometer, two static tips and tubing, extra quarter-inch test ports and rubber plugs. Tape to seal temporary probe points, flashlight, notepad. Setup. You already have a return port after the filter and a supply port after the coil. For component drops, you will add one port before the filter and one port just below the coil case at the blower outlet. Mark both and drill clean holes. Plug when not in use. Zero the meter. Steps. Measure filter drop. Place the negative hose in the return duct before the filter. Place the positive hose at your return port after the filter. Read pressure drop across the filter. Write the number in words. Measure coil drop. Place the negative hose at the cabinet port just below the coil. Place the positive hose at the supply port above the coil. Read pressure drop across the coil. Write the number. Compare drops. Whichever part shows the larger drop at your airflow estimate is the first suspect. A tight 1-inch pleat in a small frame often shows a large drop. A dirty coil often shows a large drop on the supply side. Isolate the return path. Remove the filter for 15 to 30 seconds only. Watch total external static. If total falls a lot, the return side is starved. Reinstall the filter at once. Do not leave the system open. Isolate the supply path. Open two or three nearby supply registers fully and straighten flex at those runs by hand. Watch total static. If total falls, the supply side has pinch points or undersized runs near the plenum. Check room pressure. Close a bedroom door with the air running. Hold a small tissue at the undercut. If it sucks tight, the room lacks a return path. Open the door and note the change in vent sound and comfort. Scan the return. Look for small or noisy returns, tight filter racks, flex with long S turns, and crushed sections. Put your hand at the return grill. If velocity is whistle fast on a small grill, it is a red flag. Scan the supply. Look for a coil never cleaned, flex with sharp bends, long flex runs with extra slack, and hard 90 elbows tight to the plenum. Listen for hissing at takeoffs and kinks you can see. Cross-check with temperature. In cooling, a big supply drop and a low return to supply temperature split points to coil load and low airflow. In heating, a high temperature rise points to low airflow on either side. Prioritize the first win. Pick the single restriction that will lower static the most with the least risk. Filters and returns often give the largest and fastest gain. Verify. Add the filter and coil drops to see how much of the total they consume. Example. Total 0.60. Filter drop 0.22. Coil drop 0.24. That leaves about 0.14 in the ducts and grills. Your first repair target should be the largest single drop. Common fails and fixes. Reading coil drop from the wrong ports. You must read just below and just above the coil. Move the taps if needed. Skipping the brief no filter test. A short controlled test is safe and reveals a starved return. Limit to under 1 minute and reinstall the filter at once. Judging by sound alone, noisy vents do not always mean supply issues. Numbers first, then ears. Document, log 4 items. Filter drop in words. Coil drop in words. Notes on return and supply findings. The one target that gives the biggest gain if fixed. Add photos of the new ports for future visits. Recap. Read pressure drop across the filter and across the coil. Use short isolation tests to decide return side or supply side first. Choose the biggest and safest win as your repair target. Chapter 6, Fixes That Hold. Hook, one line, lower resistance, raise airflow, and keep it that way. Scope, you will make durable changes that drop static and bring airflow near target. This fits residential duct systems with return grills, a filter, a blower, a coil, and supply branches. It does not cover full duct redesign. Follow local code for ducts, clearances, and combustion air. Safety. Power off at the disconnect. Lock and tag if required. Wear eye protection and gloves. Use a respirator when you clean coils. Keep sharp metal edges covered. Support ducts before you cut. Do not block required return air. Tools and materials. New low-resistance media filter with larger face area, filter cabinet or grill upgrade kit, coil cleaner and pump sprayer, fin comb, wet vac, drop cloths, mastic and brush, code-rated foil tape, duct straps and hangers, metal collars and takeoffs, short rigid elbows, zip screws, tin snips, flex supports, manometer, marker, camera. Setup. Pick the single biggest win from your diagnosis. Plan the work in this order. First, filtration and return area. Second, coil and blower cleaning. Third, duct corrections near the cabinet. Last, blower speed or profile. Tell the homeowner what will change and what you will measure after. Steps. Fix filtration and return area. Replace tight 1-inch pleats with a larger media cabinet or larger return grill. Add return grill area if velocity is whistle fast. Aim for quiet pull at the grill. Seal filter racks so air cannot bypass the filter. Clean the coil and blower. Pull power. Protect boards and wiring. Vacuum loose debris. Apply coil cleaner per label. Rinse with care. Clean the blower wheel. A clean wheel moves more air at the same speed. Straighten and shorten the first 5 feet. Replace crushed flex near the plenum. Swap tight 90 bends for long radius elbows. Remove extra flex slack. Support runs every 4 feet. Keep runs straight. Seal the obvious leaks. Brush mastic on joints and seams. Tape only where the maker allows and press the tape flat. Cap and use takeoffs. Leaks waste blower work and add dust. Upsize one bottleneck. Add one return drop or upsize one undersized run that feeds several rooms. Use smooth fittings and a gentle path. Support new duct and label flow direction. Set the blower correctly. Pick the cooling profile or speed that matches the tonnage and coil. If humidity is high, choose the dehumidify option that still holds target CFM. Do not exceed the unit's rated external static or nameplate limits. Verify, power up. Let the system run 2 to 3 minutes. Measure total external static again at your ports. Read each side. Use the fan chart to estimate airflow. Your goal is near 400 cubic feet per minute per ton in cooling, with total static at or under the nameplate. Confirm a sane split between return and supply. Common fails and fixes. Swapping in a high ME or V1-inch pleat in a small frame. Fix by adding face area or moving to a low-resistance media. Cranking blower speed to mask bad ducts. Noise goes up and comfort stays poor. Fix the path first, then set speed. Foil tape on dirty metal. It peels and leaks. Clean, then use mastic on seams. Cleaning only the face of the coil. Fins stay packed. Pull panels for full access and rinse until clear. Adding a bypass that dumps supply into return. It can hide problems and raise bills. Remove the bypass and fix the restriction. Document, take before and after photos of the filter rack, the coil face, the first 5 feet of duct, and any upsized returns. Label the new filter size and date. Save manometer screenshots of total static and both sides after the fix. Note blower settings. Write the parts used and the reason for each change. Recap. Give air a larger, cleaner path first. Clean the coil and wheel, straighten and seal near the cabinet, then adjust the blower. Prove the gain with a recheck against the nameplate and the fan chart. Chapter 7. Verify, document, teach. Hook, one line. Prove the gain, record the proof, and explain it in plain talk. Scope. You will verify airflow and static after fixes, document the results for your records and for inspectors, and explain the numbers to the client. This fits residential duct systems. It is not a full balance job. Safety. Power off before you open panels. Wear eye protection and gloves. Watch hot surfaces near heat exchangers. Use a stable ladder for high plenums. Keep tubing clear of moving parts. Follow local code. Tools and materials. Digital manometer, thermometer for supply and return air, camera, notepad or service form, labels, marker, replacement filter if needed, your fan chart, rubber plugs for ports. Setup. Set a cooling call for cooling checks or a heating call for heat checks. Confirm panels are closed and the filter is installed. Let the system run 2 to 3 minutes. Have your targets ready. 400 cubic feet per minute per ton for cooling airflow. Nameplate maximum external static in inches of water column. Nameplate temperature rise range for heat. Steps. Recheck total external static. Positive to supply port. Negative to return port. Read total. Say it in words. Example, total is 0.42 inches. Read each side. Supply side alone. Then return side alone. Write both numbers. Confirm supply plus return lands close to total. Translate to airflow. Use the fan chart with the active speed or profile. Log the airflow in cubic feet per minute. Compare to the target. Note the percent change from your first visit. Cross-check with temperature. In cooling, measure return to supply temperature drop. In heating, measure temperature rise and compare to the nameplate range. Note pass or fail in words. Check component drops. Read pressure drop across the filter. Read pressure drop across the coil. Compare to typical values for that size and media. Confirm neither piece is stealing a large share of total. Listen and feel. Walk the first few branches. Note vent sound, velocity, and any hiss at kinks. Close one bedroom door and do a quick tissue test at the undercut. Confirm a return path works. Explain the win. Show the before and after numbers in words. Example. We dropped total static from 0.68 to 0.42 and brought airflow to about 1,180 cubic feet per minute on this 3-ton. That lands near target. Lock settings and label. Set the blower speed or profile as planned. Label the filter size and the change date. Label both test ports for future visits. Replace the rubber plugs. Verify. Pass when total external static is at or under the nameplate. Pass when airflow is within about 10% of 400 per ton in cooling. Pass when the temperature rise lands inside the printed range for heat. Pass when filter and coil drops are moderate and room pressure feels normal with doors closed. Common fails and fixes. Numbers drift while reading. Let the system run one more minute and re-zero the meter. ECM motors often settle after a short ramp. Temperature split off because the door is open or return leaks are present. Close the door, seal obvious leaks, and retest. Airflow still short with static now healthy. Check blower speed or profile. Set to the correct tap or program for the coil and tonnage. Filter drop too high after the fix. Increase face area or move to a lower resistance media and retest. Document. Capture these 10 items in your record. Model and serial. Mode tested and blower setting. Total external static in words after fix. Supply static in words after fix. Return static in words after fix. Estimated airflow in cubic feet per minute from the fan chart. Target airflow and percent gap. Temperature split for cooling or temperature rise for heat, with pass or fail noted. Filter size, type, and pressure drop in words. Coil pressure drop in words. 3 photos. Both labeled ports. The manometer screen. 1 wide shot of the corrected duct or filter rack. Inspector lens. Show labeled ports, before and after totals, the coil and filter drops, and blower setting notes. Keep dates on photos. Write numbers in words to avoid confusion. Example, 0.42 inches. Client script, 30 seconds. Air moves easier now. Your total resistance is 0.42 inches, which is under the rating. The blower is moving about 1,180 cubic feet per minute. The goal for 3 tons is around 1,200. Your temperature numbers match. We labeled the filter and set a reminder for changes. I took photos and saved them to your record. Recap. Measure again. Translate again. Compare to target and nameplate. Show the change with numbers and photos the client and inspector can trust. Label ports and filters so the next visit is faster and cleaner.